السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. ما شاء الله. As this year is about to end on the sighting of the moon, it is the end of the month of Dhul Hijjah. A great personality who left this world in this month is none other than the greatest of this ummah, the third greatest. He left this world on a Friday, 13th of Dhul Hijjah, 35 Hijri. Amir al-Mu'mineen Dhun Nurain was made Shaheed. Allahu Akbar. His father, Affan bin Abil As bin Umayyah bin Abd Shams bin Abd Manaf, wedded Arwa bint Qurayz radiallahu anha. Allah blessed them with a child and they named him Uthman. This was 6 years after the blessed birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the year 577 after Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. Hazrat Uthman grew up in the city Taif. He came from a very prominent family. And he was very handsome, moderate height, had some pimples on his blessed face, bright face, beautiful nose. His father sent him to learn reading and writing, bravery, horse riding from a very tender age, known for his soft, approachable nature, known for his esteemed, profound character. He was loved by the Quraysh. My mother would sing to her child, "Uhibbuka wal-Rahman, hubba Quraysh in Uthman." I love you by Allah, by God. Just like Quraysh love Uthman radiallahu anhu. He learned the art of trade from his father. He was a master businessman. And during one journey, his father passed on. So Hazrat Uthman inherited an enormous amount of wealth from his father. He then shifted with his mother from Taif to Makkah Mukarramah. He there became the leader of his community and his tribe, the Banu Umayyah. In the early stages of the Dawat, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, who embraced Islam and who was a friend of Hazrat Uthman loved him immensely. When Hazrat Abu Bakr embraced Islam, he went to give Dawat to Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu. He said to him, "Oh Uthman, you're a wise man. Truth is clear to you from falsehood. How can you worship idols? You and the people. Aren't the idols manufactured from stone or wood? They cannot hear, nor see, nor benefit or avail you in the least." Hazrat Uthman said, "Indeed, it is so." And prior to this, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu's aunt Su'da radiallahu anha invited him to Islam. Hazrat Uthman's mother, Arwa radiallahu anha's mother, Arwa's mother was Ummu Hakim Bayda, who was actually the aunt of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's father's sister, Abdullah, the blessed father of the beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sister, was Hazrat Uthman's grandmother, mother's mother, Bayda Ummu Hakim radhiyallahu anha. Anyway, his mother's sister, so his aunt, invited him to Islam. He deliberated over what his aunt said. He went to Hazrat Abu Bakr. Hazrat Abu Bakr gave him the message. He now was shy. Because Hazrat Abu Bakr then said to him, "Allah sent Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to us to invite us to Islam, submitting to Allah, to denounce idolatry. And I have embraced Islam." So Hazrat Uthman was ready, but he didn't want to go on his own. Hazrat Abu Bakr says, "Come, O Ibn Affan, I will take you." And they both went together. And Hazrat Uthman meets Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's beloved said, "Oh Uthman, respond to Allah's call. Allah will grant you his paradise. I am Allah's Nabi to you and to humanity. فَإِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَىٰ خَلْقِهِ I am Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who has been sent to you, and I have been designated to come to humanity, all of them." We learn a very pertinent lesson. There are many who want to embrace, but they are shy or afraid, or sometimes they are reluctant. They have some doubts, they have some questions, they have fears. They fear the reaction of their relatives and loved ones and near and dear ones. Many a time it takes us to motivate a friend and then inspire them, motivate them, and be there for them. Take them along to the masjid. Let them experience the beautiful environment therein. Take them to meet the imam. Help them motivate them to come into the environment and make their ikram. When his family, the Banu Umayyah, heard about his Islam, they were very upset. They told his uncle Hakam bin Abil As, and they then got him tied, tortured, and they refused on oath to leave him until he would denounce his faith. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu said, by Allah, La ada'uhu abada wa la ufarriquhu. I'll never denounce my faith, nor will I desert my faith. Wa la ufarriquhu. When Sahaba suffering great atrocities in Makkah Mukarramah, subhanAllah. Utbah and Utaybah had wedded, the two daughters of Abu Lahab, had wedded Hazrat Ruqayyah and Umm Kulthum radiallahu anhuma prior to the prophethood, and the marriages hadn't been consummated. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then gave the dawah to Islam. Abu Lahab had hatred for Islam. He then ordered his children to separate from the blessed daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Hazrat Uthman embraced Islam, he proposed for Hazrat Ruqayyah radiallahu anha. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam welcomed the proposal and got Hazrat Ruqayyah and Hazrat Uthman, subhanallah, wedded. This, subhanallah, shows the close relationship between Hazrat Uthman and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the early stages, when Muslims were motivated to migrate, to leave the lands of Arabia, to leave Makkah, to go into Africa, to preserve their iman and to share the message of Islam to other nations, Hazrat Uthman was among the first to migrate for Allah with his family. أَوَّلُ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَى الْحَبَشَةِ. Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the two of them are the first household to migrate for Allah after Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family and Hazrat Lut alayhi salam, subhanallah. After some time missing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha, Hazrat Uthman returned with his wife to Makkah Mukarramah. And thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed the Muslims to migrate to Medina Munawwara. Great was the sacrifice of Hazrat Ruqayyah radiallahu anha, who lost her mother while she was out in Allah's way in the lands of Africa, preserving her iman, practicing Allah's deen, spreading Allah's deen to others. Through this, subhanallah, years later, it was Hazrat Uthman's contribution from his own that became a means of Islam entering other regions of Africa during his khilafah. Because during the khilafah of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he instructed Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu to stop where we had reached, to strengthen and preserve what we have. And during Hazrat Uthman's khilafah, just like he established the Muslim navy, he also contributed from his own pocket and earnings for deen to reach the countries of Africa, starting with Cyrenaica, Sudan, South, North Africa, Tunisia, subhanallah. The efforts of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu, the commander of that army of the Muslims, was the brother of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Abdullah bin Sa'ad bin Abi Sarh radiallahu anhu. His mother and Hazrat Uthman's mother was the same, Hazrat Arwa bint Quraiz radiallahu anha.